Tonight, as we continue our study in times, this is our last times for time, all right? We're going to talk tonight about the last times, and the last times are the times that we're in, and we're going to kick off a new study next week. I've titled it, Wow, amen. And it's weapons of warfare. And what we're going to do is we're going to, in this year out, we're going to put the weapons to practice, okay? Because as we close out this year, there's some things that the Father wants us to overcome so that we usher in the new year with victory, amen? There's some things that he wants to destroy before this year is finished, amen? And what we're destroying is the works of darkness, all right? Wickedness. So tonight, I want to start to lead into where we're going. If you open your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews 1, before we get to our text tonight, Hebrews 1, verse number 2, the writer of Hebrews says, having these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. And we're in the last times. And when you're looking at the last times, you're looking at there's no other plan. All right? This is the final plan for mankind. Jesus. Amen? There's not another way. He is the only way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. So when you're looking at the last times, there was the time of the law, and now we're in the time of grace. There ain't no other time, except after the tribulation when there's a time of the Jacob's trouble, but I don't know about you, I'm not going to be here. Amen? I want to be caught up in heaven to be with the Lord, to ever be with the Lord. So tonight we want to go to 1 Peter chapter 1. Is that what I have? Yeah. 20. And we're at this point, we're looking at the last times. The Apostle Peter says, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay? So when we're looking at this, tonight we're going to look at, first, we're going to look at the foreordained. Foreordained. When you're looking at the word foreordained, God planned this from the very beginning. It was kind of interesting. It wasn't like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost had to get together and say, well, they did this, we have to do that. Or they did this, we need to do that. He reminds us that God sees everything from the beginning to the end and everything in between. And he's an all-omnipotent God. And when I think about that, it just blows me away. Because I can see our finite mind and how much we have in our minds, but could you imagine his mind filling the universe, knowing everything everywhere, not only now, but in the past and all the way through the future? Amen. That he sees everything. Amen. So when he says it was foreordained, it was decreed beforehand from the very beginning. So we look at the Apostle Paul speaks about it to us as the mystery in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 7. He says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Okay? So this was beforehand. It was foreordained. When I look at that, he gives us the message that we're speaking is 2 Timothy chapter 1. The Apostle Paul is writing to his student, and we're all students. We're ever learning, never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. So we're continuing to study, to grow in him. The Word of God says, and 2 Timothy 1, 9, it says, "Who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Amen. "But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Amen. So the message is the saving grace of Jesus Christ. This speaks also, he foreordained the plan. We have the manifestation. The manifestation in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 2. The Apostle Peter said, "Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood, Jesus Christ, grace be unto you, and peace be multiplied." So elect according to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification. We're being sanctified by his word. Amen. We're being sanctified by the Spirit of God. I don't know about you, but he's called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit means he's sanctified. And you and I have the Holy Spirit in us, and God takes us through the process of sanctification. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's important for you and I to understand. Our sanctification is a process that it takes our entire lifetime. Amen. I don't know, every time I feel like I get somewhere, and I thought I got somewhere, God shows me another place I need to work on. And you know, when he shows me the place I have to work on, it's always in love. It's not in condemnation. This morning, just for example, I use it as a testimony. Just this morning, when I went to run this morning, this is probably the coldest morning of the year so far. And when I was running, I was kind of complaining because it was cold. Just being real. And the Spirit of God started speaking to me and reminded me of some things. He reminded me how he gave me the energy and the ability to come out there and run. He reminded me that he gave me the physical ability to do what he's given me to do. In other words, he says to be grateful for what you have. And when I started giving thanks, all of a sudden the cold disappeared. It wasn't cold any longer. My body adjusted because the adversary, the devil, wanted me to look at what I was short of and what was bothering me instead of what I'm blessed with. Because when I'm looked at what I'm blessed with, all of a sudden what I'm missing doesn't mean as much. Amen. The adversary has a way to magnify those things and make those things larger than life. You know? One of the things, and you need to listen Sunday, because I don't want to mix the messages, but sometimes it just comes that way. The Lord said the adversary has a way of making your past look better than it really was. Oh, I remember when this was this, and this was good. But you're not seeing all the bad that was there with that. You're not seeing it. So that picture isn't as pretty as it was. The devil's making it out to look. Hey, you have it better now than you did then. Amen. If you're in Christ Jesus, look at your neighbor and say, amen. Look at each other and say, you're better because you got me. Hallelujah. You're better because you got me. I'm better because I have you. Amen. We're better together. Amen. Everyone's important and valuable. So he was speaking to me about first that for the foreordained, that decreed from the very creation that God had a plan. With the plan, there comes the foundation. When you build on something, we had an opportunity, just for heads up, this week we're in the process, and we're getting a video camera and stuff that we need. We're putting a video camera in here. We're going to start live streaming the services on YouTube and live streaming the services also out there. We're getting everything put in order for that. Hallelujah. The Lord says to move outside of the walls, and we're going to move outside of the walls any way we can. We just purchased an FM thing that we can have FM in the parking lot, so we have an FM receiver for outside. So things are coming together. We're getting ready for a mighty harvest of souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. And everything that the adversary meant for evil, God's turned around and going to use it for his glory and for his honor and for his praise. So this foundation was prophesied by the prophet Micah in Micah chapter 5. In Micah 5, Jonah back there with Jonah. You find Jonah, then comes Micah. As Micah might be a Jonah, but Jonah might be a Micah. Jonah, Micah 5. Verse number 2. The prophet Micah said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler of Israel, whose going forth have been from old and from everlasting." And he's prophesying about Jesus coming, okay? And, you know, and when you're looking at this, as it was prophesied, when Jesus came, he began to profess it, to profess. And John 17, verse number 2. Jesus speaking. How many know that sometimes we need to pray for ourselves? Hello? This is a model of Jesus praying for himself. Am I a follower of Jesus? So sometimes, you know, you don't find many times Jesus was praying for himself, but we find this here. And he says in verse number 2, he says, "As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." In other words, what we're establishing is God's foreordained plan and his foundation. And he says in John 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, without him was not anything made that was made." And he's speaking in Jesus is the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So we find that the gospel was foreordained. It's the foundation that we're standing on. Amen? This is the solid ground. All other ground is what? Sinking sand. Okay? So we're standing on the solid ground. And as it's promised, all the way back at Revelations 22. Revelations 22. We find, he said, "And behold, I come quickly," in verse 12. "And my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be." I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So we find that God had a foreordained plan, that we have the foundation is Christ Jesus, and we have the fullness thereof. Now God wants to reveal his fullness to you and I, and he says in Ephesians chapter 1, to reveal, verse number 9, he says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. We have the fullness of him. So when we have the fullness of him, he's saying for us to, that we're to radiate this. Amen. You know, we say this scripture a lot where Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. But the apostle wants us to radiate inside of us and have revelation and understanding. He says in Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in that which is to come, and it put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So this is to reside with you and I in Colossians chapter 2. Colossians 2. Verse number 9. For in him, speaking about Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse number 10, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and all power. So tonight, who verily has foreordained before the foundation of the world was manifested in these last times for you, that God had a foreordained plan. He's revealed his mystery through the message and the manifestation of his word to establish a foundation that was prophesied, that's professed, that's been promised, to operate in the fullness, the complete work of him, to reveal, to radiate, and to reside in us. He has provided his foreordained plan, and he has set the foundation and has given to you and I the fullness of the Spirit to guide you and I in these last times. Manifest it for you and in you, Christ Jesus. Amen. So in all the times and seasons that we go through in the body of Christ, we're in the last times. We're in the last days. His word is being manifested before our very eyes. And I really believe it's time for us to get excited about him and excited about his return. There's a lost and dying world, and they need Jesus. We have the answer for every problem that's going on in this world today. Remember, Jesus loved the sinner. He disliked or hated the sin. Amen. And God's called us to reach a lost and dying world with the love of Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but by his grace, he saved me. By his grace, he saved you. and by his grace, he'll save them also. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. Grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in our hearts and lives. I thank you for the men and women of God, that you had a foreordained plan in their lives, that you set the foundation for them, and you've given them us the fullness, Father God, the fullness of your word, the fullness of your spirit, Father God. So, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you will rise in our hearts and lives and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. I bind every weapon the enemy's trying to form against the body of Christ right now in the name of Jesus. I bind him and I call him loose from them in the name of Jesus. I bind the adversary to the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God. Your word says no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except you draw them. And as you're drawing them, Father God, may we enter in where you're at work, Father God. Your word says the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So may our hearts and our minds and our eyes be open, and may we be sensitive to your leading and your guiding. So, Father God, I thank you for all that you've done. I thank you for protecting us. I thank you that COVID virus has a name, and we bind the COVID virus that it will not touch anybody in this body in Jesus' name, that we have a covering over us, a hedge of protection, Father God. So, Father God, we praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.